good evening. Good evening and welcome to another episode of Chronicles of a Fonda Woman. My name is Fuchina Kirkendall and I am just so happy. Merry Christmas. Belated Merry Christmas to everyone. And as we get ready for this new year, so much to be thankful for going through 2019. And as we get ready to prepare for 2020, of course, you know, I never start my show off without prayer. So let's just go into it. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you and we praise you. Lord, we just humbly come to you right now, just giving you praise, giving you honor, giving you glory. And, Lord, as I come before you as your servant, Lord, I ask that you just decrease the man and increase the spirit in you. I will decrease myself so you may get the increase, that everything that I say, everything that I do is a reflection of you. I thank you for the lives and the souls that you have out there to be touched by this ministry that you've given to me. I thank you for those who are getting ready to call in on the show and listen to it, and also for those who are also not able to call in but catch it on demand. I thank you for our families. I thank you for the covering you have over our life. I thank you for everything you're about to do, everything we're about to let go, and everything that's to come. 2020 is the year of manifestation. We're just looking forward to everything that you have in store for us, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we ask and pray. Amen. I remember that song, like we say it a lot or we sing it a lot when we're going through a game and where we've won something and it goes, na, 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 hey, hey, hey. Goodbye. And that's how I look at 2019. It's time to let it go. You know, sometimes we struggle in the past with our past, because depending on what your past is, and some of you all know some of my past, I don't mind sharing that. But I was on the phone with a gentleman earlier today, and what caught me off guard is that something from my past that I totally forgot about, and he didn't do it unbeknownst to him. Someone brought it to his attention, and it was brought to my attention. It was something that had to happen years and years ago. But it's just interesting. It was very interesting to me that my past actually came back up in my life, and, you know, it is what it is. You know, I don't live in my past. I don't, but, you know, depending on who it is, I will entertain a question or two, but that is about it. But it made me start thinking about my life in the year 2019, what it has brought for me, things I've held on to, things I've finally let go. I just think about Philippians, 3rd chapter, 13th to 14th verse. Brother, I do not consider myself yet have to lay hold of it, but one thing I do know, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. And that's my focus as I move forward to the year. So tonight, God has just pricked it on my heart to talk about this. As we're doing the last show for 2019, I'm so excited to what 2020 has to offer. We're going to talk about that tonight, you know, letting go of the past, you know, say goodbye, you know, but I want to start first with, why do we hold on to the past sometimes? Sometimes we hold on to it because, one, it may be comfortable, and that's all you know, and sometimes even though we know something is painful, we'll still hold on to it because we know that we could depend on it, and we could depend on it to be there, you know. And coming in and getting past the past can be uncomfortable for some of us. But tonight we're going to talk about, one, having a past, because we all have them. Two, ways you can let it go. And then focus on the joys and releasing of letting it go. And so tonight, of course, I have someone with me. Tonight I don't usually do my show by myself, but sometimes I do, but I have my faithful. I have some of my most faithful people. She's become a household Household with Chronicles, and I'm just grateful that she is joining me tonight. That's Ms. Roxanne. So, Ms. Roxanne, thank you for joining us this evening at Chronicles of a Fonda Woman. How are you?
I am awesome.
Awesome, awesome. So I'm not sure what you caught of what I've said or if you had a chance to read what's on Facebook, because I am on Facebook. And also, if you know someone who's interested in chiming into the show, you're more than welcome to do so. They can call in at 914-338-1552. Or if someone has, I have a lot of people that like to email me, and I thank you so much for your emails, because I always try to respond to them as soon as possible. But you can also email me at C as in Charlie, OAF woman at gmail.com. That's COAF woman at gmail.com. Now, last weekend, a couple weekends before, what I've done is I have a lot of people who like to text me what they have to say, and then I'll just read it out. And if you're interested in texting, you know, you're listening to the show, but you don't quite want to come on the show, you're more than welcome to do that, and I will read your feedback. And you can text me at 678-887-9441. And that number again is 678-887-9441. So going back to the topic of having that past and sometimes it being brought up and sometimes us holding on to it as we move forward to another year. And there are people, Roxanne, that I could just say for myself, I just held on to things for many, many years until finally God was like, it's time for you to release it. And we're going to get into that on how you do that. But I just know for me, I struggled with that. And I still, to a degree, still struggle to it. I don't do it as much. It's definitely not as evident now as it was before. But I'm just curious, is that something that you run into or you struggle with?
Yes. I was just trying to think about, I guess, something more specific just so I wouldn't be all over the place. But I remember, first of all, one of the reasons I think that people have a hard time letting go of the past is because they don't know how to let it go. And so I thought about that because I thought about, I'm 40 now, but I think in my 20s, I went to a, women's doctor's appointment. And, they go through these lists of questions that they ask you, have you ever, swapped sex for drugs, da-da-da. They ask you all these sexual questions. And then she said, have you ever been raped or molested? And I remember that I just bursted into tears and I started crying. And she was like, sweetheart, you need to talk to someone about that. And I immediately thought about that because I guess in a way I didn't know how to let it go. I didn't realize it affected me like that until I started going through counseling. And I just feel that there's certain things in our past that we've gone through that we need help with letting it go, because I don't think I ever really dealt with it. Like, I might have talked about it a couple of times and, a couple of my friends knew, but I literally had to go to counseling, to therapy, to work through that. And even today, I still do. I know I've said on the show before, my pastors, Reuben and Betty Bright at Believers Enrichment Ministries, they have a group called Beauty for Ashes, and it's basically for anyone that's been victimized, in their life. But that's one of the things that has helped, is actually looking into what has happened to you and kind of dissecting it. But it's such a blessing, because I never realized, how much things that's so deep in there. And once you bring that stuff out, it's like, okay, now I can get over it. You just can't say, oh, well, yeah, I prayed about it and I got over that. in a lot of cases, that's just not true, especially if something has happened to you, you know, in your life that's negative like that. It really is going to take more than just, you know, I'm praying it's over. Like, you literally need to figure out what's going on in the inside of you. But it's a process, but I love where I am now to be able to talk about it and be able to help other people. Because, like I said, during that time, I bursted into tears. So certain things that have happened to us in our lives, it's healthy for us to let it go. It's healthy for us to, you know, look forward to the future and be living in it. And I don't want to be a pessimist, but I just have learned not to give New Year's resolutions, because I feel like people wait until January 1st to start doing stuff right. And I just kind of feel like the moment you realize something needs to change, that's when you need to start working on it. Not, well, I'll just wait till the New Year's. No, if you realize you need to change and it was, you know, August 10th, that's when you need to start working on it. Not let me wait till that's what I'll change in the new year. I think if anything, you could say, well, I'm not going to take this into the new year with me, you know, but I just feel like the moment you realize that that's something that you need to put behind you, you need to start working on putting it behind you. And it's not easy. Like, none of us is perfect. We don't know everything. If that's the case, many of us wouldn't go through the things that we've gone through that we have to get over, you know? So I just think it's important for people to realize and be honest with themselves that, you know, I need help doing this. I don't know how to do it quite the right way, or I've been trying to get over it all these years and I thought I was, but I'm not. So then that means you need some help. And I think that God has gifted so many people out here to be able to help you deal with this thing so you can put it behind you.
You know, you said some things that, you know, that I went through is not knowing how to let go of the past. You know, I remember going to church in Charleston, and I would catch the, you know, caught the spirit and be all into the Lord. But as soon as something triggered a memory, all Hades broke loose in me. And I'm just like, wait a minute. I thought I was over this. I thought, you know, I was done with this. So, yeah, I agree with you. You know, it goes back to I didn't know how to let it go. I just didn't know how to do it. It was just hard for me because it felt like every time I looked, I was reliving it until it got to a point I just got tired, sick and tired. But I want to even go back even further to something you said. I remember holding the secret of being molested for years. I mean, years. And it wasn't until I met one person who I trusted, because, you know, it's hard for us to trust because you don't know what the ulterior motives are, if, you know, whatever the case may be. But he showed and proved that he was truly genuine. And I knew without a shadow of a doubt that he cared for me. And I don't know what happened, but I just finally admitted that I was sexually abused. I can't remember if I said it in that way. But it was like a release, like an elephant just was off my chest to have that done. Once I did that, that started it. Even though I still didn't deal with it, it was just to get that out of me was a big relief. And then as I moved forward in life, not realizing that the way I was reacting to people, relationship or whatever, was still a stem of that. So I couldn't let go, because any little thing would trigger a memory. It just took me right back to the past. And that's all I knew. That's what I felt comfortable with. And, you know, it felt good to, for me. I remember my son telling me, I'm angry and I feel good about it. And I finally, I understood what you meant by that. So I definitely want to piggyback on that. You know, sometimes you just don't know how to let it go. But that's what we're going to talk about it tonight. That's exactly what we're going to talk about. I just find that very interesting. You know, I'm always doing some type of, like yourself, Maxanne, doing some type of research. And I definitely went out to see, you know, some of the sites that talked about letting go of the past. And for me, it was just acknowledging it. Let's change gears a little bit here. You know, acknowledging what has happened and just accept that that is your past. And whatever it is that you need to accept. For me, I had to come to terms like it wasn't my fault I was molested. I had to get over that first. It wasn't my fault because I blamed myself. It wasn't my fault. That was someone else's issue, not mine. And once I acknowledged it, it went on to, okay, how do I need to, you know, I'm ready to let this go. How do I go about letting this go? So, you know, I stopped for the things that I was doing. I will always blame it on the fact that I was molested. So I was like, I was trying to justify whatever the bad thing I was doing. I was trying to justify it by, okay, well, I was, you know, this was going on and this is why I'm doing this. When it's like the blame game. And so it goes into how do we let go of the past? One, we acknowledge and we accept the past. And then two, we start playing that game, blame game, where we're going to blame this person for us to justify what we're doing because we can't, we just can't. And stop blaming yourself mainly because you're the victim. You can't blame yourself. Mm-hmm. And when you're younger, you have control over what other people who are stronger than you or more powerful than you, you don't have that. You don't have that option to do those type of things. And another thing that came out, and we talked about this last weekend, is forgiving. That was by far of all things, one of the hardest things I had to do. Is to forgive the people because it was more than one person or persons, to forgive those who have wronged me and wholeheartedly forgive and put it out, you know, put it out and realize that, you know, why didn't I do this so much earlier? Because once I did that, another elephant came off of me because it looks like I had quite a few elephants on me. But it was just like, then, you know, I did start going to counseling, and I stopped because once they got to a point where we had to start talking about the abuse, it was almost like, you know, when you have a pimple and you know that the pimple hurts or a blackhead hurts, and if you apply pressure, it's just like it until you get ready to make it pop, it hurts, and it hurts, and then I wouldn't allow it to pop because it was just hurting too much, and I was just going shutdown mode. But finally, I weathered through the storm and let that enough pressure get there that it popped in, and it felt so much better. Then I realized, okay, Tina, you can't sit here and justify some of the things you're doing. You have to take some action, and you have to make some changes. You're going to have to take some action and embrace some change. You're going to have to do that. And that's what I had to start doing. You know, I think finally I ended up changing my thought process, changing my thought patterns. One, stop blaming myself for something I don't have any control over. Two, all right, you know right from wrong. Regardless of what happens to you, you know right from wrong, so stop trying to justify. Okay, so stop trying to make excuses, change your pattern, and, you know, change those ways you be trying to just, no, it's not going to work. It's not going to work, you know. So I just know that constant prayer, having friends who have gone through what I've gone through, because I think one of my biggest challenge was I always wanted to talk about it once I got it out, but it was hard to talk to someone because if you've never been through what I've been through, you're not going to understand some of the stuff that I've gone through.
Right.
But, you know, I felt like, it, you know, I was being judged and stuff. So it's just, I just kind of fell back. I don't know about you, but for me, I kind of fell back. So once I was able to get that out and I found out that, you know, when I started talking, that there were other women going through what I was going through.
Yeah.
It made me feel a little bit better, you know, and it was good to finally talk to someone who can understand, you know, certain habits or certain addictions that comes from that type of situation or scenario.
Right.
So, yeah, it's just, it's very interesting, and everybody's scenario is different. But the foundation is still the same as far as
right.
letting go. You know, acknowledge and accept the past because the past is just what it is, the past. You could either learn from it or repeat it. And you just have to make a decision. Is this where you want to be? Or is there something better? And also feel you're deserving of better.
Right. I think a lot of times, like you were saying, the thing that struck you when it came to the subject of letting go is how other people view your past. And it's very interesting. Like, I guess I'm going to switch gears and talk about relationships because, honestly, when you don't let go of the past, it affects your life in so many ways.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just be 100 and be honest that it affects relationships in a lot of ways. Like this morning my pastor said, he was like, you're not perfect, so why are you looking for perfection in others? And I was like, ooh, I got to write that down because it's true. In one of the singles groups I'm on Facebook, someone posed a question, and the guy was saying, you know, there's a young lady he's interested in, you know, they're building their friendship, getting to know each other, and from what he said, she just got to this place where she was really comfortable and trusted him, and so she kind of told him something that happened in her past, and so he was like, you know, she told me this, like, she was somebody would have called her, like, you know, they said booty call, she was that woman. So she was telling him this stuff, and he was like, you know, I don't think I like her anymore. And we were like, are you serious right now? And so I said, well, you know, the fact that she had gotten that comfortable with you to reveal her past to you, I said, I think it's different. If that's her character, if that's what she's currently doing, but the fact that that was something that happened in her past, and then you're judging her as if you don't have a past. That dude said to me, and I quote, he said, there are way more women out here than men, so I can be as picky as I want to be. I was like, well, darn.
Mm-hmm.
So his thing was, I know to every one man, there's 10 women waiting to get at me. So if I want to pick and choose, like, this woman is perfect, except she told me this about her past, I don't want her. Let me go talk to this one. But that's the thing. You never know what people have in their past, first of all. And secondly, you don't know why it's a part of their past.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it's horrible to judge someone based on their past. Like, he really liked her, and he was just, nah, I get it. You know, you're human, and somebody tells you something about it, you like, ooh, really? However, like I said, I think it's different if that's somebody's character, and that's currently what they're doing, then that's not your past. You know, when
right.
the Bible says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, like, things have changed.
Mm-hmm.
Things have got to change. So that means you're not the same person. You're not doing the same thing. So a lot of times, it's not even ourselves that are keeping us in our past or that keep throwing our past up in our face. It's other people. Like, with your situation, like, are you serious? Like, I just think we all need to be mindful that everybody has a past. I mean, everybody. Mm-hmm. Like, I look at these teenagers today and these young people that I talk to at the college, and I'm like, listen, when you get 35 and 40 years old, you're going to be looking back like, why, I can't believe I did that, you know. So listen to other people's testimonies. Like, even though the song says experience is a good teacher, that doesn't mean it has to be your experience. But if you have someone that's older than you or more seasoned than you telling you, well, let me tell you what I did in the past when I was younger, you need to listen. Listen to what mm-hmm. they're saying. That's not something that you have to make a part of your past. So as time goes on, you don't have to, you know, go through a process of letting that thing go because you didn't do it to begin with, which that's not to say that it's always something that's detrimental, but let's just be real. Most of the time when you're like, I need to get through this or I need to get over something, most people are trying to get over something that was negative, you know, or something that mm-hmm. just it didn't have a positive effect. That's the main reason you like, let me get over this or let me get through this, is because it didn't make you feel good. It didn't, you know, give you any positive results. And then if you had to live that again, you would be, you know, in hell. But it's just interesting how others want to keep you bound by your past. Like, that thing tripped me out so bad. Everybody was
it's,
like,
interesting, because I'm going to chime in real quick because I have someone who wants to say something. But I'm going to come back to that. I want you to pause on that. If I forget, you bring me right back. But I definitely want to say something about that. Hold on 1 second, as I'm going to bring in, because I have another caller that wants to say something. So thank you for tuning in to Chronicles of a Fonda Woman. This is Katrina. How can I help you? Thank you for calling. Hello.
Hey, you can hear me. Hello.
Ooh, you have very bad feedback. You want to try calling back and try again, or take me off speaker?
Can you hear me now?
It's not better. Yes, yeah, you're here. You sound gargled.
Uh-huh.
You have me on a speaker or some type of headset or something?
No.
Oh.
I don't.
Okay, do you mind calling back in?
Sure.
All right, thank you. Okay, so as she is getting ready to do that, I'm going to bring Roxanne back on in reference to what we were talking about. So, Roxanne, going back to, you know, people have a tendency. You could be gone and moved on or whatever, but people have a tendency of trying to bring you back to a place that God has already took you out of. And I found a lot of people do that because they still stuck in whatever they stuck in, and they're trying to see where you at. And no. You know, I've learned that, you know, you have to combat that immediately. When people start bringing up your past, you know what? I appreciate that. You know what? God is so good. Let me tell you how good he is, because he brought me from a mighty long way. And if he could do it for me, then I know he could do it for you. You know, so sometimes you have to learn how to come back to it. Because I remember one time, if someone brought my past up, I will go back in my shell and forget the fact that God's delivered me from. I will go back in my shell and I'll have this fear going on in my heart. It's just not going to work. My caller did call back, so hold 1 second. I will have the fear come back into my heart, and then I'm no longer a warrior. But what I've learned is, you know, sometimes you just got to let those who sleep on you, let them sleep and put a blanket over them and let them get comfortable, because that's no longer your past anymore. That's their issues. So we have you back on the line, Miss Lady. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am fantastic. Welcome to Chronicles. I'm sure you've been listening in. What you got to say?
Well, yes, I was listening, and I think at the time that I heard Miss Roxanne as well as yourself speaking, I kind of wrote some things down, and some things you did touch on it. Because I think your question was, you know, how do we let our past go and, you know, and grow from that area? And what I was given was that our new year doesn't begin on January 1st. It starts when we acknowledge that we are holding on to the past. So when we first acknowledge it, the next thing we do, we have to forgive. Forgive the past and allow God to heal us from the inside out. What we tend to do is we try to heal ourselves, or we try to do everything ourselves, and we don't leave no room for God to do it. So that was really the thing that I heard. And as forgiveness is the start of moving forward, so our strength is our voice. So speaking on what those things that bothered us or things that we held on, when those things come up in our thoughts, we have to allow it to come. What we do, we tend to bury it. And that's why we continue to manifest in awkward moments when something triggers that memory, because we don't deal with it when it comes up. We continue to bury it.
I agree. And I know for me, I didn't deal with my situation. I kept burying it until it got to a point where God was bringing it out of me, and I didn't have a choice but to deal with it. I couldn't bury it no more.
Yeah, that's what happens, especially when you say that something triggers. Because I know right now, certain things will trigger me, and I go off in a tenth of a second. And then I have to remember, like, if I allow it to come out, then I can deal with it. But if I keep pushing it back in because I don't want to hurt somebody's feelings or say certain things to them, so I keep pushing it back and letting it go. But I got to the point where I start venting about it. And I start not allowing it to hold me anymore, because anything that has a strong hold on to you, it's the enemy. You can't allow nothing to hold you. And as Ms. Roxanne said, it does take time. So when those things come up, we definitely have to deal with it at hand. Even though it may hurt, it might cause some anger issue, might cause us to be sad, and all of that, as long as we allow those things to get the surface, that means God's ready to, God is trying to get you to deal with it. And he's there to through it all. So that's one of the things I heard, and when you mentioned something about forgiveness, and I was like, yeah, forgiveness is one of those things.
I'm sorry, you're fading out.
Hold on. Sorry. I think my phone saying, hold on.
Well,
again, forgiveness is one of those things that we definitely have to do, and the forgiveness, is, of course, is not for the other, is never for the other person. It's always for yourself.
Right.
So forgiving myself first and forgiving others, that is, to me, that is a point where we begin our new year. So
yeah,
it does. So I know we, you know, reaching up, going in from one year to the next, you know, by numbers, but our new year starts when we acknowledge it first.
So your new year can actually start before January 1st. Yeah, because if you acknowledge that there is an issue, there is a concern, and you come to the, and you acknowledge it, now healing can begin. I've acknowledged, just like an alcoholic or any type of an addiction. You know, when I came to the realize that I had an addiction in certain areas, I had to finally admit, oh my gosh, I'm an addict. Something is up. I need to do something about this. And for me, it was an immediate change right then and there. I had to change right then and there. I had to make a decision. Either I'm going to let this have the best of me, or I'm going to get control of it. And I don't like anything having control over me. And I had to make a decision. I had to go to God. The pastor talked about it today, the youth pastor. Just like you said a few minutes ago, we'll bring it up to the forefront. But if you don't submit it to God, you're going to struggle. You're going to struggle, and you're going to struggle hard. And I had to go to God. It's like, I don't want this to have control over my life anymore. I'm giving this to you, and I need you to help me to get to where I need to go. This is no longer a struggle. Now, we deal with our issues with it. Now, don't get me wrong, because the enemy is busy, but we know how to combat. You know, we know how to face it now, because now we done put God in the midst of it. He in the forefront, so he got this.
Yes, and the enemy is only going to tempt us with things that we've already dealt with. He's not coming
exactly.
up with nothing new. It's the things that we've already dealt with. So we just, and again, it's going to take some people some time. Some people may, you know, recover very quickly. Some of it's going to take some time. But it's just that, you know, you got to have someone to be able to embrace and have someone who has a listening ear and not with always, you know, always opinionated, but just have a listening ear and just listen sometimes, because that's all sometimes people need is just someone listening. So it's just that, and that way you can vent those things out, because if you can continue to hold it in, it's going to always come to you over and over and over until you actually deal with it.
Not only that, it goes back to, okay, all right, I can't get no help. Nobody's trying to listen to me. I don't have that support system that I need, whatever the case may be. And all it does is make them go right back to what they was trying to be delivered from.
But then there's also something else, and then this is something that we need to teach our children, because, you know, they might get to a point sometimes where they can't go to a particular person. You know, I know for me, when I talk to my kids, I told them in the beginning, there is no such thing as secrets. No one is going to do this, and no one is going to do that. No such thing as secrets. I was upfront with them at the beginning. So when they can't talk to somebody, tell them, if you can't express yourself to someone, put it in writing. Somebody will read it. Put it in writing. Somebody will read it. That's still your writing, your journal. What you're stating in a journal, what you're stating on a piece of paper, or even recording, is still your voice. Our voice is our strength. The strength is from our voice. So if we're crying out voicefully, but somebody is there, because if they know that they can go to God, teaching them about God, that they can talk to God and wait for God to respond, and you know, and even in their prayer, I'm only doing this when it came down to my daughter. Is that I said, okay, if there's any issues and I'm not available and you can talk to somebody, talk to them. Don't think that I will get upset, get mad about anything. Talk to them. Because if there's no one is there, you got to be able to talk to somebody. And I didn't care if it was my brother, my dad, my whoever. There is no secrets. There's no secrets. So, but...
Yeah.
Just being able to, you know, and just being able to even talk to young girls or boys right now, because, you know, it goes both ways. You got to talk to them at an early age. And I think sometimes we tend to say, well, we got time. No, we never have time for that. When they're able to understand is when we start speaking.
You know, I saw something as I was going through, you know, doing my research. And it says, let go of the past, but keep the lessons it taught you. Yes, by all means. You know, all you can do is learn from it or just continue to get stuck in what you're doing. And I have to say, and Lord knows, Lord knows I have a past. When I think about all the things that God has delivered me from, it's just one of those things where I just look at it like, wow. You know, when I'm looking at it hindsight, but what's even more reality check is when I see it through my children. When I see certain behaviors, see certain things, or people that have some type of relationship with me, when I see it through them, I'm like, did I look like that when I was that age? Or did I look like that when I was going through? And the answer is yes, you did. But all I can say is grace.
Yes,
grace.
And that's the joy of it. That's the joy of how
grace.
Of letting go and moving forward is grace.
Grace. That is the benefit of letting go of the past. Grace. The forgiving.
And peace.
Grace. Peace of mind. There is nothing like it. Once I got my peace of mind, nothing, and I mean absolutely nothing, could cause me to go back. I can't do it.
once I'm finally at that point in my life where I'm at peace with Chyna. I'm at peace with myself. Okay, I got a past. Yeah, all I can do is tell you, learn from it. That's all I can do. You know, I'm no longer tamed by, oh, I remember when you used to do blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I sure did. I was really good at what I did. But isn't God so good and so awesome? So I just want to encourage those who are on the line and those who are still listening, you know, that regardless of what you have done, that is the past. Let it be the past. You can still move forward as we go into this new year. And I'm just going to piggyback on something that Denise has stated. You know, your present is when you acknowledge. Once you acknowledge what's going on, that's when healing begins, because now you are now becoming receptive to allow that healing to come into your life. And forgiveness is so crucial, because once you deal with it, you ain't trying to go back. You ain't trying to go back. I don't want to go back to whatever God has delivered me from. I don't want to go back, because I love my peace of mind. And I won't let anything or anyone disturb my peace of mind. So I just, you just can't pay me to go back. You cannot pay me to go back. I've been through too much. And will I do it all over again? Yes, I would. It may be the person who I am today. I couldn't understand why I was going through what I was going through, but I understand it now as I'm on Chronicles of a Fonder Woman, as I'm going out to do whatever he's calling me out to do, as I engage with people such as Miss Denise, Miss Roxanne, Miss Angela, Miss Barbara. These are just all nuggets of wisdom from people that God has planted in our lives. He plants those people there. When you are ready to go to that next level, am I telling you it's going to be easy? No. No, it's not. Mm-hmm. And that's just honestly, you all know that I'm real talk. And honestly, no, it's not. It's just not. Now, for me, anytime I do anything, I do it cold turkey. When I, realized I was addicted to sex, I went celibate cold turkey, because that's the only way I know how to do things. That's me. But everybody's not like that. Everybody's not like that. Because before I even did that, it was years and years of trying to be that way, and I would fall right back into it. Because the difference was, thank you, Holy Ghost, the difference was when I was trying to give it up before, I didn't submit it to God. I was just trying to do it on my own. And there's a difference. There you have it. It just came to me just now. That was the difference. When I was trying to do it before, trying to quit the habit before, I couldn't figure out why I kept falling. But I never submitted to God. Never submitted it to him. Saying, I'm giving this to you. I can't do this by myself. I just can't do it. But when I got sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I finally did it and decided, I'm doing it. I'm going to sell it. That's it. I can't do it no more. And I got on my knees and I prayed and cried to God, I can't do this no more. I want to serve you, and I can't do that with this addiction on me. I can't do it, because I see what this addiction is doing for my life, and now I have other people to consider. I can't do it no more. So I would say, when you do come to that realization, get God in the midst. Put him in the forefront, because he got you. Because the enemy is going to come after you, just like Denise said earlier. He only comes after those he don't have anymore. He's coming because he sees it. He's coming. And you can rest assured he is not going to stop until he gets what he claims the victory. But the devil is a liar. We all know that. we all know that he is not going to get the victory. He is not going to win, you know. So, Denise, I'm just going to ask you, you know, this was asked of me, but I'm going to ask you, you know, what nugget of wisdom would you give to someone who may be struggling right now and trying to move forward, whether it's 2020, you know, 2019, 2020, you know, on that fence? What nugget of wisdom do you have, if you don't mind repeating those?
Well, it's just, I mean, the only thing that I can tell anyone, and of course that's going to be clearly up to them, is to really trust God at his word. Because we can quote the scripture, we can pray, you know, and we can do all of that, but we also deal with flesh. This outside part of us is nothing but flesh. When we can understand and know that we are spirits that have a soul that reside in the body, then we can start acknowledging that, hey, these are just flesh. So I'm going to have to truly, truly trust God on everything that he said in his word. I'll be a fool and trust him. If they say I'm a fool to trust what the Bible says, then I guess I'll be a fool to trust what the word says. Because there's a scripture for everything that we deal with on a daily basis. We are not dealing with, you know, flesh and blood. We deal with principalities, powers in dark places. So those are things that we deal with. So I would just encourage anyone that, you know, want to, you know, hold on to that path. If we can say, it's easy for us to say, let it go and let God do the work. But that's the only thing you can do is encourage somebody to say, you know, let that go. If God can put it in the sea of forgetfulness, then we need to forget about it as well. We need to forgive that person, but especially forgive ourselves. And let's just try to move forward. If those things come up, always remember, God has your back.
You said a mouthful when you said forgiving yourself, because we have a tendency of God will ask God for forgiveness, but yet we still punish ourselves.
Yeah, even I think when you said something about I didn't do anything wrong, of course you didn't. Even if you didn't do anything wrong, just said, Lord, forgive me. And the forgiveness didn't say, well, because you did something wrong. The forgiveness is forgiving me, you know, forgive me for not forgiving somebody else earlier, or not trusting you, or not even knowing who you were, acknowledging that there is an issue. So that's what forgiveness means. I mean, people tend to say, well, why should I forgive? I didn't do anything. So you probably didn't do anything, and it's not your fault. But forgiving yourself, because you're holding on to that. You're holding on to the hurt. You're holding on to the pain. You're holding on to all the agony that you went through. But if we continue to trust and believe and trust God, and everybody is not there, and I'm not going to say that everybody's there, or anyone, everybody knows who God is. But we have to teach forgiveness. And that forgiveness is forgiving ourselves. Even if I didn't do anything wrong, Lord, forgive me. Because how can he forgive you if you can't forgive somebody else?
Exactly.
So you can still have to forgive yourself. So that's the only thing I have, is that we got to forgive ourselves, even if we didn't do anything wrong. Because it's all it's all our mindset. It's in our mind. It's our thought process. How we perceive things to be. And even if we don't speak to the person directly, we can always ask for forgiveness.
Exactly. We talked about that last weekend. And I forgot my thought. Oh, okay, Lord, maybe bring that back to me. But no. It was something in reference to something you said Earl, a few minutes ago. I don't remember. It'll come back. So I have Roxanne on the line as well. So Roxanne, I wanted to ask you, what is the nugget of wisdom that you would give as far as, you know, the past and, you know, ways of letting go of the past? Let's start with that question first. And then your nugget of wisdom.
Wow. I guess for me, I would say getting to know who you are, like who you truly are, not who your past mistakes and issues have made you look at yourself to see. Like, you know, a lot of times we look in the mirror and we see, like people that suffer from different eating disorders. You know, they can weigh like 95 pounds, but they look in the mirror and they see themselves like as a 600-pound woman. And I just feel like when you take the time to get to know you and truly know who you are and walk in the truth of who you are, like I think Iyanla VanZant is the one that likes to say walk in your truth. I don't think I've ever really embodied that as much as I do today. Like, it's been, like I said, I'm 40. I wish this was something that I had started forever ago. However, again, there were things I didn't know. And so I really love the people that are in my life right now, the people that are that have helped me, you know, especially my pastors are just amazing. And making a person see who they truly are, like, that's the only way you can, to me, begin to see what those things are that you need to, you know, deal with, start to deal with, to start to let go of. Because if I never knew who I was, if I didn't know the things that made me tick or why I was uncomfortable around certain types of people, like I used to have this thing, and I never knew why. Then once I started going through this process, it was like, oh, wow. So that's something that was internal. Like, it was in my subconscious, and I didn't even understand it. But when Miss Denise was talking about forgiveness, I was like, wait a minute. I knew I saw something on that. And, you know, I love positive quotes, and I love encouraging quotes. And so a couple days ago, I found this quote that I was just like, oh, I'm going to post that. With. I'm going to read it. It's from Positive Outlook. So they have a Facebook page. I follow their page, like, just religiously. But this is what it said. It said, I'm walking into 2020 with a clear heart and mind. If you wronged me, it's all good. Lesson learned. If you're angry with me, you won. I've let it go. If we aren't speaking, it's cool. I love you and I wish you well. If I've wronged you, I apologize. It wasn't intentional. I'm grateful for every experience that I have received. Life is too short for pent-up anger, grudges, extra stress, and pain. Forgiveness is a gift to yourself. Make 2020 a year of forgiveness and positivity. And I was like, oh, I love that. I'm going to, you know, I was going to share that. But it's so true. Like, when Miss Denise was talking about forgiveness, like, I was like, yeah, that is true. Like, getting to know who you truly are, it just, it requires so many different parts of it. It's like a bicycle. Everything has its purpose, but it's all going to move together. You know what I'm saying? For you to move in the right direction, for you to be able to grow. But, yeah, I just knowing who you are
that.
And that's, walking in.
Yeah. I love that. It's similar to what I said last year. What she's saying right there is similar to what I said. As I move forward, hey, if I did you wrong, please forgive me. You know, if you did me wrong, it's all good. You know, it's so interesting to hear it. I was like, oh, my gosh, it's so much what I said last year. But I love it. And what I was going to say when it came to Denise is, you know, knowing who you are and, you know, forgiving yourself. Because when you forgive yourself, you begin to know who you are and whose you are. So when you have those people who only know you for what you used to do, then you're ready for battle. I call it, I won't say it's a malicious battle, but some people just don't know what to say. So, you know, but I find myself ready for it now. Okay, well, in my situation where someone brought it to my attention, I was like, okay. So I kind of got quiet. You know, you kind of listen like, what? To hear someone come to me with that, but to get it from someone else, it's just like, wow, that's baffling to me. But it's okay. You know, hey, I had a pass. No problem. So how do I address it? No problem. If you have a question about it, let me know. I don't entertain many questions, but there are sometimes you do have to entertain it if you're trying to take something to another level. Okay. And it's only going to be for so much. So either you can deal with it or you can't deal with it. And that's my attitude when it comes to certain people. We just don't have a conversation. There is no conversation for us to have. My thing is I tell my son, when people come to you and they, you know, they, he says bully or whatever, you go, if they say, oh, for instance, your head is too small, and my head is too small, and what? You know, so that's how I kind of take, you know, when I'm faced with someone trying to bring me back to a place God has delivered me from. And, okay, I did this, and what? And I just want to encourage other people who's listening to the show, you know, there's nothing wrong. We all come from a past, and we living on this earth, we still got stuff to create. My point is you don't have to stay stuck in it, and you just don't have to stay bounded, because that's what it does. It bounds you, and it doesn't have to be that way. You can move forward, acknowledging it, forgiving, and changing your thought process. And then you have to make that decision. Am I ready to make this change? Just acknowledging it right there is a huge step in the right direction. And once again, let me give a disclaimer, we're not psychologists or psychiatrists or anything. We're just real people having real talk, real conversation with real lives. So if you're interested, please continue to send me your emails at coafwoman@gmail.com. I also have a Facebook of Chronicles of a Fonder Woman. In the future, our next show will be in 2020. You're more than welcome. You can always give us a call, spread the word out, and subscribe. You know, when you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Chronicles of a Fonder Woman, please subscribe to the channel. I'm very excited. People are starting to pick it up. But what I'm most, you know, I'm mainly excited is when sometimes people don't get to catch the show live. But I am so in awe when I look at those who go and watch, catch it on demand. And you could definitely do that at the website, www.blogtalkradio.com/Chronicles of a Fondled Woman. I just want to say this time is just to say, you know, 2019 has been an interesting year. I actually launched the show. This show has been in the making since 2008 when God gave me the vision. And 2012 is when I actually set up my Blog Talk Radio page. And August 11th of 2019 is when I aired my first show. And here we are now. You all know I went through a car accident and was off for a couple weeks, but it just made me stronger. So what I've learned from my life is perseverance. You know, the race is not given to the swift, but the one who endures to the end, and that is me. So as I move forward in life, you know, and just letting go of that past, just let it go, because that's all it is. It is the past. Learn from it. You know, letting go of the past and the beginning again isn't forgetting the pain that was caused. It's simply forgiving, moving on, living and loving again. To hold on to the hurt is to deprive yourself and someone else of a beautiful relationship. So I thank you for tuning in to Chronicles of a Fonder Woman. I thank all those who called in, and I look forward to talk to you in the year of 2020. God bless you and good night.
Good night.